time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Friday. TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. So looking forward to the weekend. How about you? We are excited. We've got all kinds of things lined up. Of course, it has to do with football, but that's okay. It'll be over soon. Chuck and Randy will be stopped talking about his sport. Oh, man, got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of guests, lots of information, history lesson in the second hour. But I want to get to your text messages today, 231-360-5140, here on January 23rd, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick, off duty today, getting some stuff done around the house. It's my long weekend. Well, good for you, brother. Just hunker down in that warm, toasty house because, man, it is cold, cold, cold outside. Went out this morning to clear off the windshield and warm up the vehicle for Miss Vicky. Took my gloves off, one of them, for like 30 seconds while I was trying to get the key in the hole. Got it started, came out of the vehicle, tried to put my glove back on. I dropped it. So I had to reach down and then bang all the snow off of it because it, of course, fell in a snowbank or a drift of snow, I should say. By the time I got that glove back on, my fingers were tingling already. I mean, folks, it couldn't have been maybe 30 seconds. It was amazing. They felt frostbite almost immediately. Then they went from that burning sensation, tingling, and then finally got my feelings back inside the glove. So be very, very careful. Make sure you wear gloves, hats, full face mask, whatever you got out there to keep you warm. Yeah, we'll be working on it. One of the things that I want to bring to attention real quick is counties have already sent out the call to conventions. Have you guys received them? I've been told that it's February 28th. I don't know if you guys have gotten confirmation of that or not, because that's a Saturday. So I'm not really sure of the date. If anybody's gotten their call to convention yet, text me 231-360-5140. Let me know the date that your county has called their convention, because I'm not sure. I've been told it was February 28th, but that doesn't sound right. Normally, it's either a Tuesday or a Thursday during the week. Very few counties call them on the weekends. So if you guys could, let me know if you've got yours yet and what the date is. I greatly appreciate it. Also, I'm doing a sound check this morning. I want to make sure the levels are correct. We think we've isolated the problem at the bottom of the hour news break. We'll find out here shortly. But basically, the output in the new computer splitter system was too hot, and that was causing the fragmentation of the bottom of the hour news and our commercials. So is my level the same level as the commercials? Because we're going to be going to a break here shortly. And also, listen for me at the bottom of the hour and let me know if you hear it wherever you're listening. Officer Rick's using Simple Radio. Those of you listening on 97.7 FM or my website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. Let me know and greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
John James, I don't know. You know, he's running, but I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
President Trump saved John James's career when he endorsed him for Congress. But when Trump asked James to stay in Congress, James turned his back on him. Worse, James called Trump unfit to lead, said Trump can't be trusted, totally disloyal. John James puts himself first. We need a leader who puts Michigan first.
I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
Call John James at 202-225-4961 and tell him to stay in Washington to fight the Democrats threatening to impeach President Trump. That's 202-225-4961. Putting Michigan first means eliminating the income tax so families keep more of what they earn, cutting property taxes so people can afford to stay in their homes, creating real transparency in our government, and making sure every third grader can read, because education is the foundation of our future. Paid for by Michigan First Principals.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Friday, January 23rd. Joining us on the line right now is candidate Justin Michael. He's running for the 1st Congressional District up here in northern Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, have you ever read Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal?
No. It wasn't part of my negotiations course in my PhD in conflict resolution. So, no, I didn't get a chance to read that.
Conflict resolution, but never read Donald Trump's book. Well, let me tell you, I read it probably 15 times over the years, just in my sales background back in my prior life. And I got to tell you, it was so absolutely apparent to me what he was doing before going to the World Economic Forum. He made a statement that he wants Greenland. He wants to own it. And, you know, if I have to, you know, I'm going to even use force if I have to. And immediately the news and the foreign leaders all started to freak out. And then he says the icing on the cake. Yeah. And if I don't get my way, NATO country, member of the UN, whoever, world leader is against me on this, I'm going to slap their country with, you know, another 20% tariffs. And he goes, ends up going to Davos, Switzerland, and completely, I won't use military force. And that calms the whole room down. And in the end of the day, negotiates with the NATO secretary himself and negotiates a framework for the deal. No ownership, but control. I mean, the guy just, he played the world and the news and the world leaders like a fiddle. But I wanted to talk to you about that point specifically because of your education, what you're going through, what you're basically accomplishing, and what is it exactly when even on the commercials you say conflict resolution? What is that, and what is that all about in your life?
Yeah, so being a conflict resolution specialist essentially puts you in a perspective where you specialize in mediation, negotiation, and facilitation. And what our main key factors in conflict resolution, I guess some of the highlights, whenever there's a problem, we look for ways to create solutions that are beneficial to all parties involved. And that's one of the issues with buy-in is if you don't have people that are selectively or actively working with you to develop those strategies and solutions, you're not going to get the buy-in that you need to facilitate that moving forward. Anyone can agree to a deal, but are you going to enforce that deal later on? Or are you going to go through the steps that are needed in order to make that plan successful? So one of the factors that you're seeing with Donald Trump is, and this is interesting, right? Because I think as constituents, especially as Republicans, we're looking at things conservatively. So when you hear some of these, what we consider to be outlandish statements at times, we're like, where is this going? You know, Greenland, what? You know, right. And so you kind of have a shock and awe effect. And I think one of the things from a negotiation standpoint that we're seeing is who really wants to be our ally. And if they're pressured, where are they going to go first for help?
Sure.
Are they going to come to the table and be like, hey, listen, we're really your friends and we really need help on this. You know, what can we do?
Right.
A lot of people just turned tail and said, hey, China, can you help us?
Right. We got Canada doing it. France is doing it. Everybody is.
Right. And yeah, so now okay. You're starting to see these fractures in partnership agreements. And, you know, boldly, Trump is making statements like, Canada, you should be thankful we're here because we keep you sovereign. You know, mm-hmm. It's a bold statement, and some people would say, wow, that's a bit brash or harsh, but there's some reality to it. Or when you're talking about NATO, hey, we basically pay for your security.
Right.
And so if we stop, then you're – what we're showing, I think, on a global scale, and it's – some people would say it's not diplomatic because it's kind of embarrassing the European Union a bit. Is the European Union has always been able to be strong and boisterous because they had the protection of the United States. I mean, we have a lot of military bases throughout Europe.
Sure.
And we've had the alliance that said, we will defend you. So they've always had the big brother that's been like, we're going to protect you if anything happens. And as this Ukraine war continues to come on board and the U.S. is more willing to speak to Russia and the European Union's kind of been sitting there like, what are we going to do? We have to spend almost $1 trillion to get our arms up to speed, and we're not really manufacturing those things. So, and there are companies within the European Union that do manufacture weapons and weapon systems. So it's not that they aren't producing things, but what you're looking at is they haven't had to spend the money to defend themselves for years, almost 80 years. They've been protected by the largest military on the planet. And now you're starting to see a fracture in that, and they're scared because the world's starting to realize that the European Union isn't as strong and really can't defend itself militarily as a whole. They have these pocket militaries, we could say, you know, 10,000 here, 20,000 here, but no one other than England really has a formidable fighting force. You can say that the French have a military, but historically, even since Napoleon, they really haven't done anything spectacular in terms of military assessment. So when right. you're looking at Europe right now as a whole, you're looking to see where they're going. And I think Donald Trump has done a very good job at exposing not only their weaknesses and their vulnerabilities, but also where their alliance is. And I think that's going to play a huge part. Even if the tariffs don't hold weight, say the Supreme Court says they're not valid, whatever, which will really hurt Trump's economic plan as it stands right now. I'm sure he'll pivot and figure out other ways. But even if tariffs aren't the leverage, we've kind of seen the wolf in sheep's clothing by unveiling what is going to happen should the United States not be able to have these partnership agreements with the European Union. And you can see that the global alliances are shifting and things are changing. You know, our alliances to the Middle East are much stronger now than they've been in years. Now, granted, we've always had a partnership, but you can go back to 1975 with the oil crisis when our support of Israel caused OPEC to say, listen, we're not sending oil to the United States. And our gas prices went to $4 a gallon. I mean, it was an interesting experiment for the United States to weather that storm. There are some comparables to 1975 and today. If you go back in history, start looking at some of the things that were leading out. You had the end of the Vietnam War and a lot of issues and pressure, some issues in government in terms of the Watergate scandal and all that coming to light on how that played factors. You know, that's where the rise of Ronald Reagan's Americanism really started to take hold. Now, he lost in his first election, you know, but came back and won and won by a landslide. So you're seeing comparable positions globally on how alliances are being reshaped and reformed. And the European Union right now doesn't look, at least most of the countries in the European Union, doesn't look like they're on the United States side. They benefited from our money. They benefited from our protection. And now you're starting to see that really doesn't – the strength of NATO, the European Union, and the United Nations is not what it is when the United States of America isn't forking over the money or paying the bill.
Right, right. And do you think that's a paradigm shift in our foreign relations, world relations, Greenland now strategically placed between us and Russia – China's missile potential, building the Golden Dome. Do you think this is actually, we're living through a very historic time right now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, historic in the sense that you're seeing countries that really didn't have much of a voice coming over to Trump's new peace council. I mean, have you looked at the list of countries that signed up to pay $1 billion to be a part of that?
20 of them. And man, I couldn't believe.
I'll give you the list. Just some of them. You have sure. UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Morocco, Hungary, Pakistan, Indonesia, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Paraguay, Kosovo, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Belarus, Turkey, and a few others. There's some Western allies that are in there have declined or held off, and that's the UK, France, Germany, Canada, Italy, and Sweden.
And why would they not sign on to that, Justin?
And the interesting thing is Russia. Putin came out and said, we'll send you $1 billion to be a part of it. Because I think what you're seeing, and listen, in a utopia, the United Nations is a great idea. The problem is a lot of those countries can't afford to be there. And I believe in equal representation and sovereignty and to have a voice, right? Because in a utopian world, you should be able to talk to the littlest guy and have them not feel like they're getting beat up on by big nations.
Sure.
You know, and the development of the UN Security Council has kind of allowed big nations to rule over these smaller countries. But the reality of life in the situation is, although it's great to give countries a voice, power will always seek more power. And unfortunately, they don't go after the most powerful. They usually beat up on the little countries. And every major power is guilty of that.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. But what you're seeing now is what I guess what I like about Trump's idea of this, although it's still pay to play, it has people have buy-in to the system. Like, you've got stake in the game right now. $1 billion for a place like Azerbaijan or Uzbekistan is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But they're willing to put it in because they realize that they weren't part of the permanent members of the Security Councils of the United Nations. So they don't really have a say. And some of these places have been war-torn countries for years or are seriously concerned about the threat. I mean, Pakistan, for example. Yeah, they say there's a lot of terrorist groups, especially Al-Qaeda, in Pakistan. But they're very concerned about India. And in the Kashmir region, they've had conflict there for years. So when you're looking at countries that want to come on board and start working, you know, and have some vested stake in it, right? We're putting money in the game. We got skin in the game. This isn't we're just a country so we can unilaterally be accepted as long as we sign the declaration. This is we put money in here, and now we're going to try to figure out a way to resolve peace in these regions. That's a great concept. And I hope more countries, you know, join on it and want to be a part of it. But I think a lot of people are stuck in what we consider the old way because it was beneficial for them. After the fall of Germany and Japan during World War II, the old guard took over. You know, America, some of the European countries, Russia, China got involved in that. And they've held power for a long time. But that is changing. And we've got to figure out as America who our allies are. Now, our foreign policy hasn't been the greatest, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. For years, we've just been given U.S. dollars to build people up. But the reality of the situation is now it can't be the United States gives money because we don't have that much money to give anymore. We're struggling. Right. Yep. Right? We're in debt a long way. And I understand that people say, oh, it's just funny money. Yeah, well, it impacts the citizens of this country significantly with inflation and other factors. So we've got to look at ways now to build alliances and allegiance with countries that actually have our best interest at heart. And who are not just sitting there with their hands out saying, we're going to be your friends if you pay us. Anyone would be your friend if you're going to pay them to be your friend. But when times get tough, and anyone who's ever had money and then didn't have money will tell you this. You know who your real friends are when times get tough, not when times are great.
Yeah, amen.
You know, and people who have been in marriages when they've done really well financially and then, you know, something happens in their business and that changes and their partners leave, they'll tell you what that's like too. So you can see that we're kind of in a divorce phase right now globally, and I'm interested to see how that turns out. I mean, there is obviously caution that you put out there because when you're looking at it from a conflict analysis standpoint, you're like, if war happens, what if? Right?
And what if?
Hey,
Justin, I could talk to you about this all day, but we got to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give out the website again. Give out the website for people to check you out.
Yeah, www.justinmichaelforcongress.com. Check us out. Follow us on Facebook at justinmichaelforcongress.com. Thanks, Randy, for your time. I appreciate it, bud.
Man, you hit a nerve today with Justin Michael, Trucker Randy. Have a good day, sir.
All good. Right, take care.
Very good. Bye. Time the hour news break. We'll be right back.